Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bats tumble. This is USA Prepares. And this is Kathy. I'm filling in for Vince today. I have my friend Sharon with me. And I just want to mention that Rich is taking time off fishing and hunting. So Sharon and I are going to do a class today. Welcome, Sharon.
Good morning.
Sharon, what topics would you like to talk about today?
Well, we were discussing this earlier. I don't know which way you want to go. Do you have an idea what you want to start with, or should we just jump in?
Sure. We did want to talk about some items that we think you should buy and what we're finding. Some things are hard to get, but if you can find them, we want to talk about that. We'd also like to talk with what you would do with this year's produce, whether you're growing it or whether you stop at a farmer's market or you're able to get some from a neighbor or however you get your produce. We'd also like to talk about how to prepare your garden for next year, what you can do this fall when everything's pretty much at the end of its useful life. So, we can also do some ideas of, like, the cost and the price changes that we have seen. One of the things I'd like to bring up, and I'm hearing, is that I know that there's a lot of trouble with the shipping containers and things are getting held up at the ports. And if you need items, especially if you're thinking about getting any Christmas gifts, if you've got grandchildren, you'd like to at least get them their one thing they really want. Maybe try to get that sooner than later, because I believe that they're thinking they may not be able to get all the toys, and even if you have to order it, it may take 4 to 5 or 6 weeks. So anyway, Sharon, I think if we can start with what we do with this year's produce, what you and I have done and what we've learned, I have copious notes on that too, but I think maybe everybody seems to be getting a lot of tomatoes and peppers right now. So I have notes on tomatoes. If you want to go ahead and tell me what you have done with all yours, then I'll fill in my other ideas on that.
Sure. Well, my favorite way to use tomatoes is to make salsa. Okay, and I can a lot of salsa. But I've actually made tomato sauce and, well, no, tomato paste and ketchup. And the first time I made ketchup, I just cooked it down in a roaster pan in my oven real slow to get the liquid out. And the last time I made tomato paste that worked quite well, just used my crock pot. And I cooked it real slow. But I ran it through a sieve first to get the seeds and stuff out. So most people probably do not have that at the moment, although you could just use a large strainer with bigger holes. But the easy way to cook it down is to have over the top of the stove where it can scorch is just to put it either in your oven in a heavy pan or to use your crock pot. So the crock pot was excessively easy and it didn't heat up the house. So that was handy. But I have dried them, and you have a way you dry them so you can tell about it. And then I have even frozen chunks of tomato when I didn't have enough to process. And that's probably the easiest way, but, you know, you could. Canning tomatoes can be very easy because you can do what's called water bath. So all you need are some canning lids and jars with the right canning lids, and you can do it in any heavy pot you have. If it doesn't have a rack on the bottom, you would want to put something like a kitchen towel or some kind of cloth on the bottom so if the jars rattle, they don't crack. But anybody can do that, and you don't really have to have a lot of equipment for it. So that's kind of nice. Well, you can just can the tomatoes too, chunk them up. Usually I like to take the peels off. Some people don't, but it's really easy. You just dip tomatoes in hot water for a few minutes, and the peels start to split, and you just peel them off. And then you have a peeled tomato, and you cut out the core, and then you can either, like I said, freeze the chunks, or you could just put them in a jar with a little bit of a seasoning or not and can it. They do recommend you add something like I wouldn't use vinegar. You can. It'll make it acidic. But I use lemon juice. Some people use lime juice. And that's just to make sure there's enough acidity in it, because some of the newer, especially the ones that you buy in the store, tomatoes don't have a lot of acid in them. So if you want a water bath, it usually just put a little bit of lemon or lime juice in it. So tomatoes are awful easy, don't you think, to work with?
There's so many things you can do. If you have some right now to eat, you can have tomato sandwiches. You can make tomato basil soup, which is wonderful. You can have BLTs. You can barter with your neighbors. They might have a lot of one thing, which the one neighbor, I took a bunch of tomatoes down, and they gave me a couple dozen eggs when I went down there. You can, if you have enough right now, you can make like a batch of spaghetti sauce. Just make a big batch, cook them down. If you've got enough, like maybe you'd have 3 or 4 cups worth, then you could freeze the spaghetti sauce or can it. I have recipes that I have one that's called like a scallop tomato, and you slice it and you use celery and onion, you saute that up, and then you put stale bread on top, and you pour, like, I think it's olive oil and butter with some basil, and you bake it for a while. It's very good. It's a nice side dish.
Mm.
You can also take all your skins and your cores, and you can compost them so you're not wasting anything. You can roast them. If you don't have a dehydrator, you can just roast them with a little olive oil and herbs and garlic. Just watch them until they're like you would roast a vegetable, maybe 20-30 minutes. The other thing, like Sharon said, you can freeze them if you're just in a real hurry and like maybe you got 6 or 7 tomatoes. It's not enough to do much with, and you don't have time, and you've got a lot of other things to process. Just core them and chop them up if you don't have time to skin them. A lot of times if you leave the skins on, when you cook them, the skins will come to the top, and then you can just skim them off or peel them off if you don't like them. I don't really care mostly. If it's too much for me, let it cool, put it in my food processor later. The other thing is you can do in the winter, or when you're getting close to winter, if you're getting close to a frost, so let's say for me, like mid-October starts to get kind of touchy. By the end of October, we start getting some frost. So what I do is I pick off the blossoms. I trim off any of the long, leggy things that don't have anything on it. So all the energy goes back into that plant, and I pick off the small tomatoes that will never get big enough to do anything. And then I'll cover it with a sheet, or even like a heavy plastic in a sheet, like if it's going to get down to 29 or something. A lot of times the heat will stay in there. So if I've got maybe 8 or 10 tomatoes on that plant, I'll cover it, take it off during the day when the temperature goes up, and then I'll leave them to ripen. If it looks like maybe they're starting to turn like a light yellow orange and you're going to just get a killing frost, then I'll cut like a whole stem. I might go back like a foot and leave them all on there, and I'll put them like on a screen and then put them in a cardboard box and just set them on my counter. If it's nice during the day, I'll put them outside on like the patio table or on the concrete and let them ripen naturally. I've had tomatoes here in really early November that I've been able to use my own fresh tomatoes. Now, sometimes they just go rotten, like they're not mature enough, or you forget them. I've had to throw them away and just compost them. But that's something you can do in the fall with that. The other thing that you can do, and Sharon kind of mentioned, is you can do the sauce or the juice or the salsa. And you can use the lemon juice, or some places call for citric acid. You use a little bit of citric acid, it'll do the same thing. So there's just a lot to do with tomatoes, and they're so versatile that if you like them, you know, I think that's something that you can really stretch your budget for the winter. And I do my sun-dried tomatoes. I'll explain it in case someone's never heard it before. You can slice them if you want, if you have a tomato. What I do is I get on your dehydrating trays, you can have a real fine screen that goes on. So you can buy them, but I've also used regular screening, excuse me, and I've used like those needlepoint plastic things that you women use needlepoint for. I get the real fine one, and I'll put my fine produce, like the small cherry tomatoes or onions or chives, and they don't fall through the screening that way. So I just take mine, I drizzle a little olive oil in them. I cut them in half for the cherry tomatoes. I put a little salt and pepper on them, and mostly salt, just a tiny bit of pepper if you want it. And then I lay them seed side up, and you just lay them there. You can give them one little more sprinkle of salt. And if you put it in your dehydrator, let's say you put it in about 6 o'clock at night, most of the time they'll be ready by mid-morning the next day. And then you can, as long as they're dry, they want to be kind of rubbery. You don't want them to have any liquid in them at all. And then I put them in either freezer containers or Ziploc bags. And mostly I throw them in the freezer just because it preserves them longer. But you can do regular tomatoes too. You can take the big ones and slice them. And then you can chop them up later, however you want to add them to pasta. You can add them to spaghetti sauce. So I just wanted to get that in. There's so many uses. I actually have two dehydrators going right now. I'm doing onions and basil and apples and tomatoes. So I'll talk about that more. But I wanted to get the tomatoes in because I think everybody right now, I even seen a woman the other day, she had a whole table of tomatoes and said freeze. She apparently couldn't use them all when I was driving. So I don't know if there's anything else, Sharon, that you have thought of. But
well,
that was all my notes on that.
Well, you know how when we get talking, we think of things. I did freeze a whole bunch last year because we usually had an abundance of tomatoes, although we do not have near the long growing period you do. We've already had a freeze. But it's been pretty warm the last 2 days, and because they were in a greenhouse, they did make it through. It wasn't very much. It was like 30 degrees, so that was good. I have frost fabric that I throw over them later to try to prolong the growing season, and I also do the same thing, cut back all the sucker branches, and I didn't quite have the heart to pinch off the blossoms, but I have to go do that. I just kind of hate to do that, but I'm going to need to. I was going to say for ripening, if you're growing your own green tomatoes, I have found it really easy to get those flat boxes that produce come in, like mushrooms or small containers, and they're about, I don't know, 3 or 4 inches high. And I lay newspaper down on the bottom first because sometimes you get a bad tomato. And I lay all my tomatoes out there, and then I just stack them, one box on top of the other. And it's really – and then the top one, I just throw some newspaper or a towel over the top because they do better ripening in a little bit darker spot, it seems, and also keeps any bugs off like flies or anything. But I have found it really easy because then you just lift those up and you don't have to dig through tomatoes. You don't have icky ones on the bottom because I've tried it in boxes. I've tried it in wrapping in paper and all these other ideas. But given as I get a lot of tomatoes, I found those boxes really handy and they don't take up that much space. You just have the width and length of one box and you just go up. So that's something else. Do I hear music?
Yes, you do.
Yeah. Oh, okay. We'll take a break.
We'll continue. Yeah, we'll continue on with some of the other things we do in a minute. Be right back.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good.
Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back. This is Kathy with Sharon. Sharon, I know you have processed onions before and you've dehydrated. Can you talk a little bit about that?
I actually plant the winter storage onions, so I tried to store them, and we happen to have a basement that's cold with the cellar. But I just keep them in a cool basement. But I have dehydrated them a lot because I find adding dehydrated onions to my food very quick when I'm in a hurry. And if I make any kind of sauce, you just pop it in there. You know, in dehydrating, I wanted to remind people that a dehydrator is a wonderful thing to have. But you can dehydrate a lot of items, especially right now. We still have a fair amount of heat in most places during the day in your car using screens. Or if you want, you can dehydrate them in your oven on a really low temperature, as low as you can get the temperature on your oven with cookie sheets or pans like that. Onions are very, very pungent. So they're going to dehydrate them. I used to put my dehydrator out on a mudroom that we had. I currently have a spare room, and I open the windows, and it's just sort of a catch-all room, and it does have an onion smell for a while afterwards. But it's really nice to be able to dehydrate your own onions. It really is, and it is nice to have a dehydrator for it. And if you can pick up an inexpensive one, you can see them sometimes at thrift stores even and places like that. It'd probably be worth your money. If you can afford a more expensive one, that's great. But just if you just start it and think, hey, this is really fun, then you might decide you want to invest more into a dehydrator. But I use mine dried. I have frozen some, but I honestly tell you the truth, I froze it, and I just never pulled it out of the freezer. I don't know if you've done that. And so I just kind of decided that wasn't my best way to use them if I didn't have to. But I have frozen. You can put in those little snack baggies, and then you have just about the right amount to dump into, like spaghetti sauce or whatever. So you can always do that. Onions are amazingly easy. You can usually store them in a pretty cool place. And even in your house, you could probably store them in some corner, back corner of the, I don't know how your house is laid out, but sometimes people put them under sinks. Some people put them in the back of a closet. You know, there's a very variety of ways. Like I said, we happen to have a basement, and we don't heat it, so it's a pretty good place to store stuff.
Well, talking about the onions, I did freeze them before, and I did put them in bags and the Ziploc, and I even put them in the little containers, and I don't know if it was me or not, but it smelled up my whole freezer, so I never did that again. I couldn't get the onion smell out of anything, so I didn't do that, so I actually just got a big bag of Adelia onions that were beautiful, and I'm dehydrating them this morning because I had a 5-pound bag, and I need to use them up. I'll never use all of them right now, so I'm going to dehydrate most of them. And then I put, you don't have to do this, but we've talked about, Sharon and I both do this, we put them in the jars, and then we use it like a food saver lid or the hand pump. And that way you can preserve them. I actually opened a jar of marjoram a couple days ago when it was from last year, and it had such a wonderful seal on it. You could just hear the vacuum. And the marjoram, I actually have like a whole quart jar now because we use it through the winter for recipes. But you can just put them in Ziploc bags if you want. You don't have to have this equipment. But like Sharon said, if you find it or you realize how much it would save you, you can really save yourself a lot of money. And it's handy just to have that. Like, how many times have you gone to get an onion and you go in there and it's rotten? So whatever you were making, that, now you got to run to the store or do without or just use onion powder. But last year I grew onions. I had the candy and I had the purple onions. And I had one of them little, it had like there's a plastic tray and a little basket, I guess, and it had, like, the little seed on the bottom. And I put newspaper down there, and I put them in the garage on the shelf. And I had onions that were really nice up until probably February or March. They really held up a long time. And I just let them dry a little bit for a while. Then I cut the stalks off, and I put them in there, like I said, with a little newspaper on the bottom. I lost a couple, but I actually had my own onions, and they were much more flavorful than what you get in the store. So that's my garage is not heated, but it's an attached garage, so it doesn't get freezing cold. I mean, I wouldn't do it in the middle of the winter if you don't have an attached garage. So anyway, that's some ideas with the onions. It's nice to have them if you run out, especially if you don't want to run to the store for like one onion, but we're going to the bottom of the hour, and when we get back, we'll finish talking about what we do with our produce.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken, part of the team responsible for America's exit from the 20-year Afghan war, says he knows how many Americans remain in country.
We believe the number of those who have American citizenship, many of them dual nationals, who remain in Afghanistan, is somewhere around 100.
The State Department said after the press conference that it does not have the, quote, reliable means, end quote, to back up Blinken's claim because there are no personnel in country. President Biden should return to Washington Tuesday after vacationing in Delaware. His schedule has him visiting New Jersey and New York with only Hurricane Ida damage assessments in his plans. Wichita, Kansas police are reporting one person has died and seven others are hurt following a shooting in Wichita, Kansas very early Tuesday morning. A 30-year-old man was killed, two others received life-threatening injuries, and three were taken to hospitals with serious injuries. Police are still looking for the shooter. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The way the United States withdrew from Afghanistan cost American military lives and has created such a chaotic circumstance, nobody knows anything as there are zero American officials in Afghanistan right now. American citizens have gone into Afghanistan to rescue American brothers and sisters. In fact, six passenger jets filled with our people and deserving Afghans are not being allowed to fly out of country. Republican Representative Rob Whitman from Virginia tells Newsmax TV he's very concerned for the safety of the hostages.
I am very concerned. These Americans are being held against their will. They are indeed hostages by any definition. And now we hear uncertainty coming out from the administration. The comments by the State Department are, well, we don't have people on the ground. We're not sure about what's going on, but we're certainly willing to help. That sounds like to me a complete disconnect by this administration. The president should have this on the front burner. He should be all about getting Americans out of Afghanistan. He should be all about telling the Taliban, under no circumstances will you hold these Americans. You will let them go. And if you do not allow them to leave Afghanistan, there will be immediate and severe consequences for that. That's what leadership is about. But the reason we find ourselves in this situation is truly the doing of the president. And that is this chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan, where we have no diplomatic presence on the ground, and the president said he was going to help get Americans out. Doesn't look like to me there's a whole lot of help going on today.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, I would like to talk about green peppers. Now, I know there's a couple ways you can save them. You can core them and seed them and chop them up. I use my food processor, but you can chop them up with a knife. You can lay them flat on a, like a cookie sheet or a flat tray, put them in your freezer. Once they're frozen solid, you can just gather them up, put them in little containers or Ziploc bags. What I try to do is if I have a medium pepper, I lay it on one tray, and then I know just by looking at it, I'll write on the bag when I go to freeze it, one medium pepper. But after a while, you don't have to do that. You can kind of just, you know, by looking how much a pepper is when you're going to make like chili or spaghetti or a dish that uses your pepper. You can also dehydrate them same way and then just rehydrate them. But I know that in the winter, they were really high last year. I think sometimes it was like $2 I saw for one red pepper or yellow pepper. So right now, if you can get them, we have a, I've got quite a few of mine coming in, but I may need more. We have a farmer's market down the road, and they sell for $5. They load up a peck of them, and you probably get, I would say, probably 12 to 14 peppers in there, good-sized peppers. So I'll probably go get one of those and do that soon, too. But I just, I'm trying to look at things like what's going to be really expensive this fall and winter. I'm already seeing prices. One of the farmers markets had apples, and they had the Honeycrisp, and it was a small bag. I think it was half a pack. It was $15 for Honeycrisp apples. So I looked at it, and I'm thinking that's probably $2 to $3 an apple based on what I saw in there. They were like medium-sized apples. So depending on what we run into this winter, it would really be beneficial to have your basic onions and your peppers and your celery, if you can dehydrate that too, and have them ready for you to cook, and then you can fill in around the edges with other things that you don't have. But I don't know if you do anything different with your peppers, Sharon.
You know, I have, you know, cut them in smaller pieces like I would want, kind of semi-diced and frozen them and did the same thing on a cookie sheet. I also dehydrated some, and it's not a bad way to go. I noticed that after about a year, they tend to start to get kind of dark, but the flavor would still be good. So I have done both, but I lean towards freezing them when possible. And I agree with you. I went into our local Kroger-type store, and they didn't have any broccoli. I found some finally in a little tiny package that was really cool, of markdown, but it was like not even the size of a mushroom container box, you know, a little broccoli. And I asked him if they had any heads of broccoli. He said, "Nope, we can't get it right now." And I'm going, well, I don't know if I know you've noticed this, actually. You walk through stores, and they've spread things out that aren't usually there to make it look like the shelves are full, or there's just empty places, just totally empty places. And like you, the prices have been going crazy high. Occasionally, you can get a good deal on something, which is where you would want to stock up, or like you said, you have the farmer's markets. We're so far away from a farmer's market that it's really not worth my effort. We normally can grow broccoli like crazy up here in northwest Montana, and I didn't get any this year. And it's the most bizarre thing. I mean, it's one of the easiest things for it to grow here because the climate is usually really good for that. And so actually what I'm doing is I'm taking the broccoli leaves. You can actually eat them. I'm shredding them and dehydrating them and making a broccoli powder. And that way you can make like a cream of broccoli soup or whatever, which is something else for kind of jumping off that. But you can also do that with some of your other leaves, like beet leaves, make a good powder for using for smoothies and stuff like that. So I've been kind of trying to get the most nutrition from my garden since we had such a pathetic success with the broccoli, cauliflower. I am getting a little bit of cabbage of all things, but it's a weird year, and that's something people need to realize when you're gardening, that not every year is the same, and we are in a climate change now. Therefore, it's going to change what you've always been able to grow. And people think, well, I'll just pop these seeds in the ground and I'll grow some plants. And how hard could that be? And you might be able to pop seeds in the ground. Some things might pop right up just nicely, and other things aren't going to grow worth anything. And then you're going to be like, whoa. So kind of like you, I'm trying to stock up on things that are more expensive or I see harder to come by. And we were discussing even things like getting your shampoo or razors or deodorant or things like that, if you do not happen to have the ability to can very much or freeze very much. If you only have your refrigerator freezer, then you are going to be limited in what you can do. And personally, I'm sure Kathy and I would both recommend if you could all round up a freezer, I would do it. And we have found some really good deals in spite of all this on Craigslist. And an older freezer can work just great. And we got a really nice upright one, older but a really good quality one for only $100. So you can find them if you look around, whatever. We have like a little thing called Mountain Trader, but, you know, they have those little newspapers that have things in them too. But I think you find your best chance more like on Craigslist or those type of sites, which I would recommend getting. Even if you got a small one or upright, doesn't take that much room in any house. You could pop it in a corner somewhere. It might look odd, but you'd even pop it in a bedroom corner. You know, I mean, at least you'd have the food. And we have seen an incredible increase already in the groceries, and from everything I'm following, and they're legitimate, not just panic type, oh, no, no, but things I'm actually listening to, actual things that are happening. We're heading in for some real jumps in prices. And so if you can afford to snag something like that and pop it anywhere and fill it up with some food, I would highly recommend doing it, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. I have a big freezer, and I have two refrigerators, and they're both full. And I just feel like they're always full. I try to clean them out and use stuff up, but I'm constantly gathering something from the store or my garden or the neighbors. You were talking about the leaves and making your own powder. I was looking at all the greens that I have been drying, and I actually just made one of my own green powders. And I'll just read some of the leaves that I have I've gone through. So you talked about the beet leaves. Collard greens is one you can dry. Dandelion leaves, arugula, but that's kind of spicy, so I wouldn't go too much on that. You could use that for other things. There's just anything that you can have in your garden, that the greens that you normally look for, you can dry those and just put them and just powder them in whatever kind of a food processor or a little blender or a ninja blender. And then they're so expensive. One of those little tubs, it's probably 3 inches high. It was $27 at the store, and I just made all my own by drying my green. So I kind mm-hmm. of, I go through when I look, and I know this is completely off topic, but I did want to mention this. There's a product, it's a homeopathic remedy, and it's called Arnica. It's Arnica. And you can get it online. You can get it at any health food store. And I just want to tell you that it might be wise to get some. Now, I like the Highlands brand. You get 250 tablets. And I'll just tell a little story about what I did. This weekend, I was shopping, and I was walking, and someone said something to me, and I looked over to answer, and there was a dip in the sidewalk. It like dropped down like 2 inches, so I rolled my ankle. And I didn't think anything of it because it really didn't hurt. In the middle of the night, it started aching. And so my go-to with any sprain or strain or trauma is taking the Arnica. And what I do for me is I take four of them every 10 minutes. I was up through the night, and I could tell, like, within an hour, the swelling was going down. And I did some of the other, like, acupuncture points that I knew would be good in that area. And by the morning, it was a little achy, but by noon, literally almost all the pain was gone. Because it really suppresses the swelling. And now I knew I didn't break it because I could walk on it. And if I would have had more trouble, obviously, I would have probably had it looked at. But I just knew that the way that I turned it, I probably just strained something. But it's just a wonderful homeopathic remedy to have. And it can't hurt you. I mean, they're just wonderful. I did the same thing probably 10 years ago. I slipped on ice on our sidewalk at our house, and I went down and I bent my wrist all the way back. I couldn't even like open the doorknob with it. And I did the same thing. I took Arnica, but I didn't know at the time to take it more. And by the next day, probably 80% of the pain and swelling was gone. So I'm looking at the fact that if we have a financial situation or just to go to urgent care,
it would probably be $300 or $400. But if I can treat some of this stuff on my own, then to me, I looked at it like not only did I save myself money, but I kind of was able to treat myself, and that made me like feel good that I could take care of that myself. If it was more complicated, obviously I'd have had to go. But I wanted to mention that today just because, you know, to go to the hospital, I've heard some people say just horribly expensive bills just to go walk into an emergency room and get a few tests. So anything you can do to keep yourself out of that would probably be smart.
You know, I agree. Like,
sorry, Sharon,
when
I didn't want to get windy.
Oh, no, I didn't mean to overrun you, too. Also, whenever you walk into a hospital, you're walking into a petri dish of germs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, I mean, I'm not all that worried about it. I feel like if you stay fairly healthy and, you know, your body has a natural immunity as a whole. But, you know, why go where you don't have to go if you don't need to, you know? You know, I just wanted to put a little plug in. I know people get really tired of hearing this, but this is called USA Prepares. And we are headed for a huge economic storm, as far as I can see. I don't see any way around it. I would love to be wrong, but I don't see any way around it. And I feel like it's like people who lived in Texas who are told there's a big storm coming. And it appears the majority of people didn't do a single thing about it. So then suddenly they have no electricity, they have no water, they don't have very much food on hand, and even if they had a generator, didn't have gas for it. And everybody's like in this panic, and a lot of people suffered way more than necessary because they took no steps to prepare for the storm. And so I feel like we're headed for an economic storm, and how bad it will hit you and where you're at, I don't know, but I can't see how we're not going to have a lot of increase in our food and shortages. I always believe that if you have enough money, you could probably get anything, like during the Depression, but do you really want to pay $20 for an apple or something, say, you know what I mean? If you really wanted one, you probably could find one. So we both are inclined to put our own food up and try to get the stuff on hand now so that we aren't dependent on shortages and extremely high prices. And so that's one reason we're discussing this gardening stuff and how we make the most of it. And if you didn't garden, you can check the farmers markets, and even occasionally you can find good stuff in the store. We have a markdown for produce, and we get a lot of tomatoes back there. So you could even take those, and if nothing else, freeze them or throw them in canning. I mean, you could do a lot of stuff. If you just start looking, how can I do this, you'll probably find ways to do it. And is that music?
Yep, we're going to a break, Sharon.
Okay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
I just wanted to mention a few things that I think would be good to have on hand, being that Sharon and I were talking about being able to prepare food and keep everything going through the winter. You know, Vince mentioned this once before, where we have electricity right now, and it's fairly reasonable. So our propane, we had just found out, that's going up. So we locked in a price as good as we could for the whole season. So what I'm going to do is, rather than use my stove and my oven, because that's propane, I'm trying to use other things like my crock pot. And I would recommend personally to have three or four of them, because if one dies, and they do, nobody fixes them anymore, or you break the liner, especially if you can get two of the same one, if it cracks or is for whatever reason malfunctions, then just have some crock pots. A lot of times I'll have two crock pots going at the same time. And you could also get an electric skillet. That could take the place of your stove top, especially if you have trouble with your stove and you can't get a part for it or you don't want to use the propane. You could get a toaster oven or a convection oven. So I'm going to focus on using those more through the winter, and I don't use my dryer much at all, very, very seldom, so I hang my clothes up outside. But I know propane's going up, and I know that if we have a bitter winter, we've had some pretty high usages. We had one year, last year it was high in February. We had a real brutal spell for like 2 weeks, And I think we used three times the amount of propane that we did in December. It was just ungodly cold, and it was windy. So I think that's why it really affected us out here. So I wanted to get that in there and give people something to think about. And Sharon, I wanted to read some of the things that I dry. We don't have to go into everything, but I just to give people ideas. Now, for me, my dehydrators pay for itself many times over, but a lot of this I have in my garden. So I'm just going to read a list, and maybe some people didn't ever think about what they could dry. So I have stevia. This is all stuff that I grow. Basil, marjoram, parsley, sage, the greens that I mentioned, rosemary, kale, thyme, oregano, lavender, dill, lemon verbena, arugula. I dry my raspberry leaves for tea. The celery tops especially. I do the stalks a little bit, but I do the celery tops. I do plantain for medicinal and comfrey for medicinal. Collard greens. Sometimes green peppers, but I agree with Sharon. I like the frozen better. And my beet leaves. And I'm sure I forgot some things, but those are things you can dry and store. And I also did apples this year. I went to an orchard. I got second. And it was only $8 for a big bag. It was pretty good size. It was probably, I would say, 10 to maybe 13 pounds, something like that. And I used a 3-millimeter blade on my food processor, and I cored them. I didn't skin them, but I cored them, and I just laid them flat so I'd have slices. And I sprinkled a little bit of cinnamon on them. You can put sugar if you want, just a little. And I laid them on my dehydrator, and I have 3-quart jars full of them, but they're really good. You can add them. Just, you can use them for a snack, but you can put them in granola, or my grandkids like them, so they just come over and munch on them. But I also did strawberries and peaches, too. Peaches were hard to come by because we had a frost. We only had a couple orchards that had peaches this year, so the rest of them got hit by a frost. But I just wanted to mention those are some of the things that I dry, and I have them in my jars or I have them in the freezer. So it just saves me a ton of money. I don't have to buy that many spices that way.
Yeah, I've actually dried a lot of herbs and stuff like that in the past. I haven't really grown so much this year. I grew a couple things in my greenhouse. I have bought a lot of my herbs through Azure Standard. You buy it basically a pound at a time, and they are really economical. They have a lot of drop places you can check on them online or even call them. They actually will deliver. There is a fee to deliver, but sometimes it'll pay off if you put it up an order in to work out. And I probably have at least 5 crock pots. We have a lot of commonality here. I've also dried kale, spinach, and chard, and I like to take the spinach in particular and just crush it and add it to, like, my spaghetti sauce or any kind of seasoning sauce. You know, you can't taste it, but it adds nutrition. And you can do a little bit of kale. Your kale's a little stronger, but it still works if you don't put a whole bunch in. So I dry a lot of that. And apples are amazing. I think we're coming close to top of the hour. We could discuss some other things we do with apples, because I've actually dried the slices too, but I want to try it with a little bit of the lightly sugar cinnamon, you know, with the cinnamon for my granddaughters and just for snacking. I really want to try that. You know, I have canned applesauce a lot. I tried canning apple slices. I wasn't very pleased with that, but I do make my own apple pie filling and can that. And I really like that because it makes really quick cobbler or apple pie. And yep. So with apples are great. Plus, you can sometimes, if you have a cool enough place, you can store them quite a while. But like peaches did do well northwest here, so they're outrageously priced. So I'm not canning any this year. They're just out of my budget. And so you kind of have to work with the seasons and the climate.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. you could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.